Kali Yerushalmi corresponding to Temura Bavli Daf Lamed Daled. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Daled Amad Aleph, 13 lines from the foot of the page, Anshe Alexandria. Anshe Alexandria Hiviyu Chalisehem Melechzandria Ulaikivlu Mehem. Mishnah taught that the people of Alexandria bought their chalos from Alexandria and they did not accept it from them. Amrabi Bamari. Now we should be going as far as Oid Hu Tani Rabbi Chia Ruba Gozu Alehem Behavirum. Rabbi Mawi said that also about this, Rabbi Chia Ruba taught that they decreed on them and they returned the challah to their place. Anjiha Savuim Haviu Bikurim Koidim Lad Seris Vlekibla Mehem. The Mishnah taught that people of Hasvurim brought their Bikurim before Shurus and they didn't accept it from them. Tanina Taman Emavim Bikurim Mashkim. The Mishnah teaches elsewhere that we do not bring liquid Bikurim except for what comes from olives and grapes. Rabbi Hilar b'shem Rabbi Elazar, kine masnisa ein oisim bikurim mashkim afilu meshezochu bahem hakoyin, I should say. Rabbi Hilar, quoting Rabbi Elazar, said that our Mishnah means that we don't make liquids from bikurim, meaning squeeze them for their juice, except for what comes from olives and grapes. However, we do not bring liquid bikurim even from olives and grapes. Ve'atani derech bikurim mashkim mashkil haviyam minayim sheyavi talmid loyma tavi. The Gemara asked my brayser, If it's normal to make a species from which we bring Bikurim into a liquid, what's the source that we bring the liquid? And we learn from the word Tavi. Tipate shelaktam mishari arishoyna amanas kein. V'kan lo laktam mishari arishoyna amanas kein. The Gemara answers that that's when he picked the Bikurim from the beginning with that intent, but here Rabbi Elazar was discussing when he did not pick it from the beginning with that intent. V'asi kemanda amar pifcham shanoshim mushus. Our Mishnah says that Yosef HaKohen brought his sons and household to do Pesach Sheni, and they returned, him. It's like the opinion that it's optional for women to fulfill Korban Pesach Rishon, and they may not make Pesach Sheni at all. Tani Ha'isha Oisa Pesach Rishon Atzma V'Sheni Tfeila L'Achirim Div Rabbi Meir. We have a brisa on this subject that a woman may do Pesach Rishon by herself, and Pesach Sheni, she may be secondary to others, means if men offer it, she may join them, but women by themselves may not offer it. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Ha'isha Oisa Pesach Sheni La'atzma Afilu B'Shabbos Ve'ein Tzricha Loyma HaRishon. But whereas Rabbi Yosi says that a woman may perform the Pesach Sheni by herself, and even on Shabbos, means the offering overrides Shabbos, and there's no need to say that the same applies to the first Pesach, certainly that overrides Shabbos. The Shimon Lazar says that a woman may perform Pesach Rishon secondary to others, and she does not do Pesach Sheni at all. Ma'atayma d'meya, ish selavayth avayth imratzu selavayth. What's Rabbi Meir's source? He brings a pasuk in Shmais Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Gimel. Let each one take a lamb for each parental home, a lamb for each household. And we read it as, let each one take a lamb for each parental home, and if they want, then a lamb for each household, means for a woman. My time with WAC, ish se levesa voice, culture can abayas. And what is WAC's source? And he reads it as, ish se levesa voice, is let each one take a lamb for each family. And all the more so, labayas, each one's wife is like himself, and therefore it's obligatory. My time with Shem ben Lazar, ish v'lo isha. What's Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar's understanding? Ish, the word ish means each man, but not a woman. Man b'kayim rabbonon, ish, prat l'kotten. What do rabbonon mean? That Meir and Rabbi Yosi learn from the word ish, it excludes a minor. Am Rabbi Yona, v'afil l'man da'amah, I should say, rushus l'ma hachziru. Rabbi Yona asked the question, even according to the opinion that says Pesach Rishon is optional, why did they return him? Shnihi Shahadava Musiham Shema Yikva Hadava Khaiva. The answer is he was distinguished. Perhaps they would fix the matter to be a Khiv. Lekain Shaitaninan Koidem Lishte Halechem Layavi Vimhevi Kosha. The Gemara asked, what did a Mishnah not teach that before Shte Alechem one may not bring Manochi from the new grain, and if he bought it, it's kosher? If so, why did they return Yosef HaKoyin? Shnihi Shahadava Musiham Shema Yikva Hadava Khaiva. The answer is he was different, he was distinguished, and perhaps they would fix the matter to be a chiyuv. But they came tanin and imbol tamimim yikuvu. The Gemara asked, did the Mishnah not teach that if they bought tam b'chayus, meaning non-blemished b'chayus from Chutz La'aretz, they are offered? And say, Mom, say, here was different. He was distinguished. Perhaps they would fix the matter to be a chiyuv. Aristone heavy bikurov, may apamya, they gave him a man. The Mishnah taught that Aristone bought his bikurim from apamya, and they accepted it from him. Tamantaninan, imavim truma mechutz laaretz laaretz. There's a Mishnah that says we don't bring truma from chutz laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara asks, and this is correct here, so maishna may bikurim. Why is truma different to bikurim? Amra Bhoshia Bikurim Bachwayas Bahabalim Tumma Aina Bachwayas Abalim Imaima At Kain Af Hain Nature Same Rad Fin Lachwea Achwein Lasham. Rabhosha answered that Bikurim, the owner has responsibility to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. Tumma, the owner has no such responsibility. He doesn't need to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. If you will say that he may bring, even they, the Kahanim, will pursue after them to there which is prohibited, because Kahanim are not allowed to go to Chutzlaw, it is a Tumma Drabonon, which includes Surya. Hadnulach Perg Shnei Noshim Maslikala Maseches Chala.